Thank you. Thank you, Dub. Thank you, Annie. It's good to be here. I just sort of came sliding in under the wire time-wise, so just want to take a breath for a moment. All power is of God, and what is not of Him has no power to do anything. All power is of God, and what is not of Him has no power to do anything. Today I was thinking about the dynamics of the ego. Dynamics is in quotes in the course. It's on page 202. God or the Ego is the chapter, and dynamics, of course, is in quotes because dynamics is associated with dynamic, having strength, having power, and the ego, we learn through A Course in Miracles, has no power whatsoever. Has absolutely no power whatsoever. Its only power is the power we give it through our decision for the ego. The decision that we made at the very beginning, the moment before time began, the way the Course says it is, I love this section from chapter 5 on healing and wholeness, where it says, decision cannot be difficult, Why is it appears to be so difficult? He goes on to say, this is obvious if you realize you must already have decided not to be wholly joyous, if that is how you feel. Guilt is any time we're not feeling wholly joyous. People often will say, and I understand this because I remember feeling this way myself, I don't feel guilt, I used to say. I don't feel guilty. But if we think of it, any time we're not wholly joyous, or any time we're not feeling loving toward everyone and ourselves included, then that's guilt. We must have decided wrongly then. Therefore, the first step in the undoing is to recognize that I actively decided wrongly, but I can as actively decide otherwise. Be very firm with yourself in this. Keep yourself fully aware that the undoing process, which does not come from you, is nevertheless within you because God placed it there. Your part, my part, is merely to return my thinking to the point at which the error was made. That's the decision maker in the mind. The decision maker in the mind made the decision for, and we can just as easily choose against the ego by choosing Jesus as our God, by choosing the Holy Spirit as our God. It's as simple as that. But the point is, we have forgotten that we have a mind. We forget that point just before time began, where we made a decision for the ego and we chose separateness, specialness, individuality. So we decided wrongly, but we can actively decide differently. The royal road, Freud called it the royal road, to returning was through looking at what we have repressed, and in the course of what we've repressed, which is not the ego, not even the guilt, but the decision for the ego, the decision for the ego's thought system. That's what we don't want to look at. That's what we don't want to see, is that we did actively decide. And we remain mindless, unaware that we have a mind, as long as we believe that there is a world out there that can affect us. That there is a world outside of us, and there are forces outside of ourselves. The laws of aging, the microbes, the disease, the weather, the government. It doesn't matter the form. The form is completely irrelevant. They're all the same. They are all representations of that single decision for the ego, and then what followed the repression and then projection. So we have to learn to look and to recover the power of our mind. So looking at the ego, looking at the ego with Jesus, which means looking at our decision for the ego in the moment, and looking with him and not judging it. That's our way back. That's a very simplified statement of the way back. It's to look at the ego, the decision for the ego, and to look at it with Jesus without judging it. So if looking is the way out, and it's looking with Jesus, then what's not looking? How do we wind up not looking? Because it would appear this could go a heck of a lot faster if we were willing to look at the obstacles that we have interposed between ourselves and God the Father, or if we were looking at all the ways in which fear appears, and if we were to look at our decision to believe that, then it seems like the undoing of the ego would be a lot faster. So what keeps us from looking? What is not looking is being in a body. We've been told over and over again, but unfortunately, this is very, very deeply entrenched. We do believe that our eyes see, in spite of the fact that the Course says, eyes don't see, ears don't hear, brains don't think. All of the sensory organs of the body are designed specifically to look without, not to look within. And both the world is without and the body is without, outside the mind. So the whole purpose for the ego, remember, purpose is everything. There are only two purposes. In A Course in Miracles, there are only two purposes. One purpose is the ego's purpose, and the ego's purpose behind making a body and making a world and keeping us hopelessly preoccupied within those forms that are all, again, reflecting the projection of the one decision for the ego. So it's all representative of guilt. So the ego's plan is to keep us hopelessly preoccupied within the dream of bodies and the world. And in so doing, it's very effective. Its purpose is fulfilled to keep us away from the mind, to keep us from ever getting back to that point, which is the only point in time. The only point in time is the point at which the error was made. Everything else is the same. We're at the same moment in time. And so at that point at which the decision was made to change our minds and to choose differently. And so the ego's plan is again to keep us away from the mind, to protect that decision, to keep that decision in effect, and to keep guilt alive. So even though we've projected the guilt, we all know that it's still there in the mind, because ideas leave not their source. Just as we left not the mind of God, ideas in our mind leave not our mind. So the Course comes along and says that it's going to teach us about mind training. This is a course in mind training. And it's going to teach us how to use the mind skillfully to wake up. And, of course, the first step would be learning that we have a mind, and then secondly, activating the decision maker by choosing, by repeatedly choosing against the ego, first looking at it, recognizing it for what it is, and then realizing that we no longer decide for it. We're changing our mind, we're withdrawing our belief from it. So let me go here to the dynamics of the ego. And the first sentence is, no one can escape from illusions unless he looks at them, for not looking is the way they are protected. So again, the looking mechanism is the decision maker that chooses Jesus to be the teacher. Now, why Jesus? Because Jesus doesn't have an ego. Because he's beyond the body. He's the symbol of love that is not of this world. So only Jesus can truly look at the ego and not believe the ego, because he knows we do believe the ego. And his job is to show us that it doesn't exist by choosing him. So he is the representative, the symbol that we choose. But remember, this is not, Jesus says, I need you as much as you need me. Now we all know that we need him, but that he needs us. Why does he need us? Well, he needs us to choose. So all the power remains with us. There is no giving away of power to something other than ourselves in this symbolic taking Jesus' hand and joining with him. It's simply that we are making a decision to join with him and to look at what is false, to look at what has no existence, to look at the ego, but to look without judgment. And that is the miracle. The miracle is getting back to the mind that decided and choosing to look back at the dream, at what we've made, at the decision we've made, but to look at it without judgment. It's only then that it truly has no power. We learn that it has absolutely no power over us. So looking is the correction for the ego and the ego's thought system. Let's see, what time is that? Oh my goodness. We have one of the reasons we're so fearful about doing this and why we continue to remain mindless is that we have abused the power of the mind. That we have used the decision maker in order to attack the truth. And it is in realizing what we've done and actually realizing that we made a mistake that we can make that shift. We denied this power to choose by repressing the decision. Remember, we made a decision for the ego, and then we denied it and repressed it and projected it, the ego and its guilt. And in doing that, we made the mind weak. And not only weak, we eventually forgot that we even had a mind. So now it appears that everything outside of us has the power. Global warming, for example, has the power, or viruses have the power, or our boss has the power, or the weather has the power, or my family, or my husband, or the body. I mean, we feel totally powerless and vulnerable and helpless. I was reading the other day that sickness is a thought of weakness in the mind that is projected onto the body. And in that section in the teacher's manual, it says, all you would need to do is say, I have no need of this, and it would disappear. Because you would know totally that you were a mind. But we have made ourselves powerless, and we've made the body to be powerless. And we have denied that tremendous power that we have, because that power has been associated with misuse. And associated with our choice for the ego. So it's, again, only by taking steps, these baby steps, in using the world outside of us, for only a moment, only an instant. There's a tendency to think that Jesus wants us to work on our special relationships. He doesn't. He wants us to see them only for a second, to realize that we are looking at a projection, and that's the signal to go back to the decision-making mind and decide against the ego's projection and for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. So the use of our relationships outside, and when I speak about relationships, I'm speaking really loosely. Everything is a relationship. Substances are a relationship. Our jobs are a relationship. Everything in our life we have a relationship with. So, you know, any time we are in a situation where we are feeling helpless, where we are feeling victims, we must realize that what we're looking at is a projection of our own mind of the decision for the ego, the decision for guilt. We're looking at it outside, and then we are literally suffering at the hands of that projection, and we're suffering for, again, an egoic reason. The ego's purpose for suffering is to say, I'm the innocent one over here and you're the guilty one, so I'm suffering at your hands, brother. Behold me, brother, at your hands I've died. But now that we're aware that all we're looking at there is a decision that we made, then we can get back to the mind and decide for Jesus to take us home, to show us another way to, I think last week we did, I could see peace instead of this. You know, he could show me peace in my mind instead of this horror of guilt and sin and fear and suffering and death. So we have to understand that we have made this real, and that's why we need to look at it. Let's see, in the few minutes left. This paragraph, I'll go on with reading, because the reason we have to work with the dream, as I was just starting to say, is because we do believe it's real. We do believe we're here in bodies. We do believe there is a world. We do believe we are a psychological, physical person. And what the Course is trying to teach us is no. What you are is your mind, your decision-making mind, and you must learn to the power of your mind to choose so that you can eventually accept atonement for yourself. And it is through accepting atonement for ourselves that the memory of Christ can dawn. So it's sort of like there are steps in this process of mind training. So the paragraph goes on, there's no need to shrink from illusions, for they cannot be dangerous. We are ready to look more closely at the ego's thought system because together we have the lamp that will dispel it. And since you realize you do not want it being the ego, you must be ready. Since you realize you do not want the ego, you must be ready. Let us be very calm in doing this, for we are merely looking honestly for truth. We are merely looking honestly for truth. So it is looking at the ego, looking at illusions, that we get to the truth. That we see that the illusion has no power, and therefore it has no dynamic, it is nothing, that we look beyond it, that we see beyond it. Seeing, now I'm not talking about eyes, again, that we see in the mind beyond it to the truth. The dynamics, in quotes, of the ego will be our lesson for a while. I don't know about you, but I'm still working with the dynamics of the ego. They will still be our lesson for a while. For we must look first at this in order to see beyond it, since you have made it real. Jesus, the Course, has come into the dream. The Course in Miracles is for illusions. It's not for truth. It's for the dream. It meets us where we are, because this is where we need help. We need a helping hand. And this is the curriculum that we have to work with. So to deny the very means that Jesus has to work with us, which is for us to bring to him all the myriad of ways that we decide for the ego, to bring those to him so that he can help us, to deny that we're here and not use the dream, it doesn't give him, it would be like saying to Freud, oh, I don't believe in dreams, so I'm not going to tell you my dream. Well, then he couldn't work with you. In the same way, Jesus can't work with us if we're not willing to be where we are and use what's in front of us. Let's see. We will undo this error quietly. I'm back in the paragraph now. We will undo this error quietly. You notice how he said we're going to be calm, and that we're going to be quiet, and that together we are going to look beyond it to the truth. How beautiful. We can't do this alone. You know, the ego can't teach itself how to see. The ego can't look at the ego and not believe it. So we need that egoless presence to give us his eyes and ears. And again, that's all metaphoric, that to give us his mind and our mind and join with his mind, so he can teach us that the power of the decision-making mind. All power and glory is in the mind. And we need to recover the power of that decision maker by deciding over and over and over again. We should be delighted to be deciding over and over, to exercise a muscle that has never or not frequently used. So, all power is of God. What is not of him has no power to do anything. Thank you all. Let me turn this back here to Dev.
All right. Thank you so much.